This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've had sort of a sub-theme going on this program the past couple of weeks that while we are doing all right here economy-wise, the rest of the world, maybe not so much. To that end, tomorrow, the European Central Bank is expected to roll out its version of quantitative easing, the big bond-buying program the U.S. Federal Reserve is just now winding down. Dan Bobkoff has the European nuts and bolts.
Europe could use some help. Inflation is below zero, unemployment is high, and growth is low.
I think QE is very badly needed in the Eurozone.
Jonathan Loins is chief European economist at Capital Economics. He says Europe is teetering on the brink of recession. For years, ECB head Mario Draghi has been telling the markets he'll do whatever it takes. Now, it's time to do something.
The big question, though, is how big is it going to be, what form is it going to take, and just how effective could it be in terms of reviving the Eurozone economy.
Experts expect the ECB will announce at least a 500 billion euro bond buying program tomorrow, hoping private investors use the proceeds to invest elsewhere in the economy. Christian Scholz is senior economist at Berenberg Bank, and he says QE can have many effects.
It can lower interest rates, it can increase credit demand, it can increase credit supply, it can lower the exchange rate.
But despite all that, many in Europe, especially in Germany, are not on board. QE increases the money supply, and Germans have bad memories of 1920s hyperinflation, says Quincy Crosby of Prudential Financial.
Central Bank of Germany at the time literally printed money, and Germans went to buy a loaf of bread with baskets of money.
And Germans have a more immediate fear. If QE works, it could take the pressure off the Eurozone's weaker members to fundamentally change how they do things.
In other words, they say, we still need to see structural reform. We need to see budgets being balanced. We need to see austerity measures.
But markets already expect a sizable QE package. So if Draghi's plan falls short, it could make things in Europe even worse. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.